Chapter 7. Some school words. I wore my brand new things back to room 9. They looked very beautiful on me. Except my new pink high tops were too big. And my feet were very slipping around in there. Before I sat down, I looked at Lucille's red chair. Then I tapped on her. I'm sorry, Lucille, I said, but red is my favorite color, and so I would like that chair of yours, I think. Lucille looked very upset at me. But red is my favorite color too, Junie B. I patted her. I know, Lucille, I said. Nice. But you still must give it to me. It's the rules. And so she did. Now I'm the winner for sure. Aren't I? She asked. I made my shoulders go up and down. I don't know, Lucille, I said. That Grace said she might have some cash in her purse. After that, Mrs. passed out construction paper, and we cut out autumn leaves for our bulletin board. Autumn is the school word for fall. We sprinkled our leaves with shiny glitter. Also, I sprinkled glitter in my hair. And I pasted some to my eyebrows. Then Mrs. confiscated my shiny glitter jar. Confiscate is the school word for Yankees. It's right out of my hand. Just then, Mrs. Gutsman knocked on our door. And she came into the room with our milk and cookies. Hooray! Hooray for Mrs. Gutsman! I shouted at her. Guess what, Mrs. Gutsman? I get 3 snacks today. See? I have 3 snack tickets. Mrs. walked over to my chair. She stared down at me. How did you get 2 extra tickets, Junie B? She asked. Did you find them on the playground? Then she took my 2 extra tickets away. And she held them way high in the air. Did anyone lose their snack tickets today? She said to the class. No, I hollered. Those tickets are mine. Those are my tickets. Lucille and Grace gave them to me. Mrs. raised her eyebrows. Lucille, did you give Junie B your snack ticket today? She asked. Yes, said Lucille. That's because she made me. No, I did not, you dumb Lucille, I said. I did not make you, Mrs. said. Be quiet to me. She folded her arms. Grace, did you give your snack ticket to Journey B too? then that Grace started to cry because she thought she was in trouble. Mrs. tapped her foot. "Please come get your snack ticket, Grace," she said, and so then that Grace walked to my table and adjusted her socks. And Mrs. made squinty eyes at her feet. "Where are your shoes, Grace?" she asked. That's when big fat baby Grace started crying very harder, and she pointed at her shoes. Mrs. peeped under my table. "Jamie Jones," she hollered, "why are you wearing Grace's shoes?" Mrs. sounded dangerous because I said kind of scared. "Because why?" said Mrs. "Because it's the rules," I explained. Then Mrs. bended down very close to my ear. "What rules?" "The rules for who gets to be the first one to see my monkey brother," I said. Mrs. rolled her eyes way back in her head. "Put your own shoes back on and come with me, young lady," she said. Then me and her walked into the hall together, and she made me tell her what happened on the playground. After that, I had to give Lucille back the locket and the sweater with the Scotty dog on it. And I had to give Grace back the real genuine fake ring from cereal. Then Mrs. wrote a note, and she said for me to take it to the office. The office is where the boss of the school lives. His name is the principal. Yes, but I don't think I would like to go down there today, I said. Or else my mother might get mad at me. Mrs. tapped her foot. Then she took hold of my hand. "Let's go, young Mary lady. March," she said. And so then me and her marched to the office. March is the school word for pulled me way too fast. Look.